Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, women in markets and business, and secondly, Bitcoin's new all-time high. So firstly, Friday is International Women's Day. This is a reminder, I think, of the significant progress women have made both in business and in the markets, but also of the long road ahead. So the roots of International Women's Day can be traced all the way back to the early 1900s, but it didn't go mainstream until after being named a global holiday by the United Nations in 1977. Women today make up a record 10% of the CEOs in the US Fortune 500, but this still dramatically lags many other professions. In the US, for example, women are 28% of the US Congress, 34% of judges, 37% of doctors, and an overall 48% of the whole workforce. Whilst looking at the number of investors, it's a slightly better story. The number of female investors is growing dramatically, up by 30% in the past 2 years. And this compares to just 21% growth for the number of men. This is all from our latest retail investor survey of 10,000 DIY investors across 13 countries. The data also shows that women are typically better investors than men, more focused on financial security goals and on managing the downside risks, and less potentially overconfident than many male investors. Our second topic today is Bitcoin's new all-time high. This is the first new high since 2021, as it puts the latest crypto winter behind it. And just to put this move in context, Bitcoin is now up over 13,000% in the last 11 years. And that compares to under 300% the next best performer, which is the S&P 500. And as an asset class, Bitcoin has been the best performer in 9 of the last 12 years, although for context, it was also the worst performer in the other 3 years. But this most recent high seems pretty fundamentally driven to us. Simple supply versus demand. We've seen huge inflows into the spot Bitcoin ETFs that were approved just in January the 11th. Already, their holdings make up 4% of all Bitcoin. And proportionally, that makes the Bitcoin ETFs 2 to 3 times larger than the gold ETFs. And on the supply side, we already have over 90% of all the 21 Bitcoins that will ever be mined, having already been mined, and the pace of new issuance is set to halve next month. And it's just one of, I think, a number of catalysts still coming. We have the April Bitcoin halving. We've May's spot Ethereum ETF decision by the SEC, and we probably have the first Fed rate cut in June. And then we have a bunch of regulatory and accounting changes later in the year that should make it easier for companies and banks to own crypto. And I think any one of these are potentially important for what is still the youngest, smallest, and most retail dominated, even if by far the most volatile of asset classes. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.